15 art books for your fall reading list. Guadalupe Rosales's memoir, Christine Sun Kim's artist book, Fadi Jowda's Ode to the People of Gaza, and Elizabeth Alexander's essay collection are among our most anticipated titles. Christine Sun Kim's Archive of Deafness in Pop Culture, Guadalupe Rosales's East Lowe's Angels memoir, Kent Monkman's Pulls Back the Curtain on a Vermeer Painting. It's choose your own adventure in art books this fall. We've got far too many novels, catalogs, essay collections, and photography books coming out over the next 3 months to pick from, but these 15 caught our eye. Read on for a story within a story, an artist's take on Moby Dick from our resident Melville fan, associate editor Lisa Yin Zhang, and much more. Happy reading. Lakshmi Rivera Ammon, associate editor. East of the River, a memoir of Lowe's Angels Girlhood by Guadalupe Rosales, One World, September 8. In Guadalupe Rosales's practice, the archive documents what it feels like to hold something that is so meaningful. That feeling is at the fore of her memoir, where images and other ephemera plumbed from the Lowe's Angels, Chicana artist and educator's personal archive are inseparable from the experiences that occasion their capture. Rife with images of family, teenage friends, lowriders, and party flyers similar to those that appear in her portal-like, multimedia installations, this memoir stresses the importance of telling one's own story, especially for those for whom the existing archives do not speak. Philip Pyle. Christine Sun Kim, Deaf Material Primary Information, September 15. Christine Sun Kim has range. Her drawing, installations, and video work are bitingly acidic, wickedly funny, and heart-wrenchingly moving. With more than 600 photos of deaf imagery in mainstream culture, think memes, advertisements, disability signage, art, and more, that Kim has either taken or found, this book is not only a corrective to a lack of a comprehensive archive, but also a glimpse into the mind of one of the most interesting artists working today. Lisa Yin Zhang. Signals Across Vast Distances, Essays and Tales by Elizabeth Alexander, W.W. Norton and Amp. Company, September 15. Few books have stuck with me as poet, scholar, and Mellon Foundation President Elizabeth Alexander's The Light of the World has. Published in 2015, 3 years after the sudden death of her husband, artist Ficker Ghebreyesus, the poetic memoir was pinpricked with the devastating details of grief, shared recipes, an empty chair, a found acrostic. I'll be first in line to read Signals Across Vast Distances, a collection of essays exploring a question artists have always chased. What is our role? Lakshmi Rivera Ammon. Exhibit G. Poems, Essays, and Photographs of Gaza by Fadi Jowda Milkweed Editions, September 22. One heart-rending photo from Gaza. Two, three, hundreds, thousands. In many, we see starved children walking around all day with empty pots instead of toys, begging for food. There's no school, no summer camp, no warm bath, no cozy bed, no story time before sleep, no Pokemon cards or Spider-Man outfits, no roof to sleep under, no future in sight, just grief and rubble all around. This moving collection of photos, poems, and essays by National Book Award finalist Fadi Jowda tells their stories. Words by him and others express how the greatest chapter of Palestinian resistance and survival is now being written by the children of Gaza. Hakim Bishara.